Slum. Welcome back. I'm Eleanor Walsh. I'm joined with my co-host Clancy Golan and three special guests. These guests are all the way from a wonderful country, a country that brings us beautiful fashion, delicious food, and fast cars. Our guests are Lionel, Lily, and Thomas. They have joined us from Italy.
Ciao.
Let's get started.
Okay.
Lily, could you tell us about Italy's flag and what the flag colours stand for?
Yes, I would love to. The Italian flag is made up of three different colours, green, white and red. Green stands for plains and hills, white the snow-capped Alps, and the red stands for the blood spilt in the wars of the Italian independence and unification.
What is Italy's language like, and may you translate some Italian?
Yes, yeah, sure thing. Some languages spoken in Italy are Greco, which is an ancient Greek language. Vastis, only spoken by the inhabitants in the town of Vesto. Most people who speak Vastis are between the ages of 80 and 90, and of course they speak Italian in Italy.
We pause the line is hurting. Would you translate some of the words for us?
Yeah, no problem. Hi and bye is ciao. Food is kibo. Help is otto. Stop is stop. And police is polizia.
Thomas, could you tell us about Italy's currency?
Yes, I sure can. The currency of Italy is called euros. Italian is European money. Euros mean dollars. The notes I use are 5 euros, 10 euros, 20 euros, 50 euros, 100 euros, 200 euros, and 500 euros.
What about the coins they use?
Oh, 1 cent, 2 cents, 5 cents, 10 cents, 20 cents, 50 cents, 1 euro, and 2 euros.
Thank you, Thomas. Lionel, could you tell us about Italy's landmarks?
There are so many landmarks in Italy, both natural and man-made, so which one do you really want to know more about?
Oh, I'm desperate to know more about the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Of course, I know a fair bit on the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Leaning Tower of Pisa is one of the most famous landmarks in Italy. It is located in Tuscany. Leaning Tower of Pisa is more than 180 meters tall. It began leaning because of the soil underneath was shifting. For a while there was fear that it was going to collapse, but it worked on it so it stayed stable.
Lionel, could you please tell us about Italy's climate?
What exactly would you like to know about the climate? Climate means a lot of different things.
Maybe the temperature.
Oh yes, I can tell you the temperature in Italy. The summers are dry and between 17 to 24 degrees.
What about the winters?
The winters are wet. The temperature is around 3 to 5 degrees Celsius.
And spring?
Over in Italy, the spring air temperature is usually 15 to 20 degrees.
I'd like to know about autumn is like to.
Oh, sure. The temperature in autumn is usually 20 degrees.
Thank you, Lionel. Lily, could you tell us about Italy's food?
Yes, I can tell you a lot because I love food. Italian cuisine covers a wide range of tasty foods. Aside from pizza and pasta that Italy is famous for, it has other foods that it's known for. Some of these dishes include red emperor crudo, ossobuco, and eggplant parmigiana.
Can you tell our listeners about the ingredients of eggplant parmigiana? It sounds so good.
Yes, I can. Eggplant parmigiana is eggplant sliced up, then shallow or deep fried. The filling is layered with cheese and tomato sauce. Italians can spend whole days preparing their family meals, and it is a skill valued by all. Would you like to know about the desserts?
Yes.
Some desserts in Italy are tiramisu, panna cotta, cassata, and semfreddo. These Italian desserts sound so scrumptious and smell so good.
I heard there was some arguments about pineapple on pizza.
Yes, Italians do not ever put pineapple in a pizza. It's an insult to them. Really? Italians say, yeah, it really is. Italians say pizza is a salty dish and pineapple is sweet. Salt and sweetness should not go together.
True.
Thank you, Lily. Thomas, could you tell us a little about Italian sport?
Yeah, sure thing. Soccer is the most popular sport in Italy. Soccer is a game with a round ball and there's a goalkeeper. Italy won the 2006 FIFA World Cup and is currently the second most best soccer team. Also, the soccer team in World Cup history have won 4 FIFA World Cup championships.
Thank you. Lionel, Lily, Thomas, and Thomas for coming into the recording studio today.
No, thank you for having us come in.
Yes, we enjoyed it a lot.
We love talking about Italy.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Ciao!